happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. President Biden is heading to the southeast this week to get a firsthand look at the storm damage and recovery from Helene, where the death toll has now topped 100. More in a moment, but first, singer-songwriter Kris Kristofferson has died.
Feeling good was easy, loving Bobby sang the blues.
A family spokesperson says Kristofferson died at his home in Hawaii. Kristofferson, a Rhodes Scholar, brought a gritty realism to country music with compositions like Sunday Morning Coming Down, Help Me Make It Through the Night, and Me and Bobby McGee. As an actor, he played the leading man opposite Barbara Streisand in A Star Is Born and famously worked with Ellen Burstyn, but he also did shootout westerns and cowboy dramas. Kristofferson was 88 years old. The Southeast is reeling in the aftermath of Helene. CBS's Christian Benvenides has the view from North Carolina.
The city of Asheville, North Carolina, is underwater. Across the state, wrecked roads have isolated some communities where power, along with internet and cell phone service, is out.
Water is a big concern right now as well. And so we have sent bottled water in, but we also have the Army Corps of Engineers that's getting ready to start assessments today to see what we can do to help get those water systems back online quickly.
It's so difficult to reach some of the areas most impacted. The state is now airlifting supplies.
Firefighters outside of Atlanta are battling a massive blaze at a chemical plant that has led to evacuations and the closure of a major interstate. The sheriff's office said they have updated the zone where they are asking people to evacuate. WSB Radio's Jonathan O'Brien.
County Commission Chair Oz Nesbitt says it's all hands on deck to respond.
We are managing this incident.
The EPA is now reportedly on scene.
With military action increasing in the Middle East, President Biden is pushing for a ceasefire and says an all-out war has to be avoided there.
Israel is continuing intensive airstrikes on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon that have already wiped out the Iran-backed militant group's leadership and killed the leader of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Iran says a, quote, decisive response is coming. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby on CNN.
We're watching to see what they do to try to fill this leadership vacuum. It's going to be tough. That much of their command structure has now been wiped out.
President Biden was asked if he'll talk about this with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Yes, I will be talking to him. I'll tell you what I say to him when I talk to him.
Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Francis Ford Coppola's decade-in-the-making self-financed epic film Megalopolis flopped at the box office. That's the movie that cost $120 million to make. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Clear skies tonight, lows around 50. Sunny and breezy for Monday, highs near 80 degrees. Winds out of the south, about 25 miles per hour in the afternoon. For Monday night, partly cloudy, breezy, 48. Tuesday, sunshine and breezy, high of 63.
Currently, 75 degrees.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Give me the night. So.
the unmistakably retro sound of The Midnight with Night Skies. And before that, we opened up the second hour of Seth Faces the Music with George Benson and quite possibly the first big disco hit, Give Me the Night. You know what kind of music we don't hear much anymore? Sea shanties. That's right. I said it. Sea shanties and Irish burial songs. Well, I'm going to play my part tonight. And right now, all I'm going to say is, kiddies, get real close to your radio. Here's Great Big Sea with The Night Pat Murphy Died.
Well, the night that Patty Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't got sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. O'Leary came with a bagpipe, some music for to play.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
As Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner pouring out her grief, Kelly and his gang came tearing down the street. They went into an empty room and a bottle of whiskey stole. They put the bottle with the corpse to keep that whiskey cold.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
About 2 o'clock in the morning, after emptying the jug, Doyle rose up the icebox, lit the sea for Patty's mug. We stopped the clock so Mrs. Murphy couldn't tell the time. And at 2:15, we argued it was 9.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed our honor and our pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
On George Street outside Sundance Saloon, they all went in at 8:30 and staggered out at noon. They went up to the graveyard, so holy and sublime. Found out when they got there, they left the corpse behind.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, we winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't been sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. Oh, Larry came with a bagpipe, some music for to play.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Well, every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
I don't know.
from their Grammy-winning 2017 album, A Deeper Understanding. That was The War on Drugs with Up All Night. Once again, time for us to take a break here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we're headed to the 1980s to a soul group that, well, by the end was basically just one dude, since he was pretty much doing all the work of the group. Find out who it is when we return here on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on Air.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
The Spotlight will focus on Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance Tuesday night, October 1st. Listen here as the vice presidential candidates debate issues important to you.
Go to the polls as a parent. You should have more power.
A belief that one person can make a difference.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. Special coverage starts at 7:45 p.m. Then listen to the CBS Vice Presidential Debate live at 8, Tuesday, October 1st, here on your local civic media radio station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Leave them all behind.
picture of the night. It's the only thing that feels right. It's the only way that I get by. I hope you don't mind. Not as inspired in the daylight. I'm too distracted by everything inside. If I just wait till everybody says goodnight, I'll get it.
The name of the band is Air Traffic Controller. Their lead singer, Dan Monroe, was indeed an air traffic controller in the Navy, hence the name. And that was their tune, Creature of the Night. And before that, we had The Rhythm of the Night, DeBarge. Lead singer there was L. DeBarge, and he would soon leave for a solo career. Next up, we're going to play two songs from two legendary vocal groups released just about 30 years apart from each other. And it's a nice contrast of what R&B sounded like from the 50s to the 80s. We're starting it off with an all-time classic. Here's The Five Satins with In the Still of the Night.
I'm heart in every line. Marvin, Marvin, sang of the joy and pain. He opened up our minds, and I still can hear him say,
The Smiths with This Night Has Opened My Eyes. And before that, we heard The Commodores with Night Shift, their song in homage to Marvin Gaye. One more set coming up here on Seth Faces the Music when we come back. A song from the 80s. I always thought it had kind of a spooky vibe going on with it. And a title that does not match the song at all. Stay with us here on WFHR.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Clear skies tonight, lows around 50. Sunny and breezy for Monday, highs near 80 degrees. Winds out of the south, about 25 miles per hour in the afternoon. For Monday night, partly cloudy, breezy, 48. Tuesday, sunshine and breezy, high of 63.
It's 67 right now.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And that was Brazilian Girls, that's actually the name of the band, with Ships in the Night. The lead singer, Sabina, can sing in no fewer than 6 different languages. That should come in handy. And before that, we opened up this set with Laura Branigan and Self Control. I mean, really, they could have come up with a better title than that. Well, I've said it before, and I'll probably say it again. We're going to listen to one of the most underrated bands of the 80s. From their classic album, It's My Life, here is Talk Talk with Call In the Night Boy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that will just about do it for Seth Faces the Music this week. Thanks so much for joining me. Stay tuned for next week. We've got more coming up that I hope you will enjoy. For now, we're going to wrap up the show like we began it. From the White Album, here is The Beatles, song by John Lennon, Good Night. Good night, everyone.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.